NAWJL, 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 NAASD.
Well, you're up late.
Nah, it's just a Saturday night.
Yep, there you go. Just getting ready to pull the plug here when I heard you. WAFU.
Yeah, congratulations on the new call sign. WAFU, first time I'm saying that. WAFU from NAASD. Oh, looking for all kind of guys here. Looking for Tommy, NAHLY. Sometimes he's here, sometimes he's not. Looking for Jay there in AWJL. Well, I'm hearing on 40 meters. He's coming in loud and clear on the 3810. A couple of guys are on there adjusting their audio on their low-band transceiver, and Clyde likes to help them out there. What is it, AK8? I think it was called, or AK8, or AF8KY. Yeah, he's right on the West Virginia-Kentucky border. And he helps the guys set their audios. He goes menu item by menu item. Turn this to minus 1 dB. Turn this to plus 2 dB, blah, blah, blah. So the guy gets to adjust his rig there. But Jay and AWJL is coming in there on 40 meters, and I am hearing him. Now, the antenna, this is Web SDR, so the antenna is over in eastern Pennsylvania, right at the corner of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. It's the K3FEF Web SDR, and I'm hearing Jay over there, so I'm trying to get him locally here to tell him that you are being heard. Anyway, I'll let you head to sleep there, and I'm going to continue on over here and go back to 3810 and listen over there myself. You have a good weekend there. Enjoy. And hope everybody's healthy over there, Sean, and everything's going good for you. NAASD, and we'll be out.
All right, well, good hearing you, Larry. And, that Web SDR is a lot of fun. It's especially good for when you're trying to tweak antennas and things like that. You can listen and see how you're doing and compare to other people in the area and stuff. Sometimes the ground wave stuff doesn't cut it, so being able to get that short hop stuff into a neighboring state and gives you a nice reference. But again, good hearing you, Larry. Haven't heard you in a while. It's been a day. But it's going on 3 a.m. I'm going to get to sleep here. You take care. 108ASD from W8FU.
UIQ on frequency.
How you doing, Joe?
Well, after being a spectator last night, if you know what I mean, I'm trying to recuperate. I was, if you know what I'm referring to.
I talked to Jay this morning. He told me what was going on and how it kind of the chain of events and the timeline and all of that stuff. So. Know exactly what you mean. And then somebody was cross-banding stuff from that repeater onto GMRS. So, you know, the childish games people play.
Well, just an FYI, first of all, good morning. If you ever hear anybody speak of yours truly here, of doing anything disruptive or whatever, it's a falseness, just an outright lie, because I don't do that stuff. So no matter if I was on frequency somewhere or sometime or whatever, I don't do anything like you mentioned.
Oh, I know that, Joe. I know that, Joe. But some people just don't have the any respect for the radio and the license that they hold. You know, some people like dropping F-bombs left and right, and they get all excited because they can't hold their emotions and they start cussing and swearing like a drunken truck driver. And hey, I'm a truck driver.
QSL. Well, off subject here, I don't know if you watch much football, college in particular, let alone the Lions. I mean, if you live in Michigan, you got to watch the Lions once in a while. But, I guess I hope I'm not going to ruffle any feathers, but I'm a Michigan fan. I don't go against State, MSU, but I'm more of a Michigan fan. And when they win, I feel pretty good.
Well, Joe, I have no affiliation with either team. Nobody in my immediate family has gone to either one. My girlfriend's brother went to State. So she's a State fan, he's a State fan, although he lives in Wisconsin, so he's not exactly a Lions fan. You know, it's a secondary team to him now, but Green Bay's got season tickets for Green Bay. But I like when Michigan wins. I hope the State beats Michigan, but it's almost like two different classes. So State's always the underdog, and so when they do well, I cheer for them, but I've got no skin in the game either way. But I will say that when I would drive a truck through Ann Arbor always seemed to have a bunch of snooty people, and anytime I drove a truck through Lansing, they were all pretty cool people, and so that's pretty much the only way that I base my opinions, other than, my almost brother-in-law, went to State. So that's it.
USL, that, KE4ZYQ. Well, for the record, I never went to either college of those two. I went down south for my degree when I lived down there for the duration, but I didn't go to, the majors college in Tennessee. I went to a career college, a trades college for the type of career I was in. But anyhow, I think it's a shame people draw battle lines when it comes to sports. Sports is an entertainment. I don't have words with people just because one doesn't like one kind of state. I mean, I was on one frequency one time, and I said something about football, who's going to win, and the person went to state. Let me reset. The individual that runs or takes care of the repeater that I was on, and I didn't do it to be mean, went to State, was alma mater, and I was just talking about the other one, Michigan. And he says, we don't talk about that. We don't talk football anymore on this frequency. I thought, wow. I said, I wasn't even talking in competition or trying to knock down another college or team or anything. I was just saying, who's going to win, But anyhow, you know how it is. Cancel culture.
Oh boy, Joe, you gotta leave words like that out of the conversation these days. Because with cancel culture, the one side that was screaming cancel culture is now canceling everybody. Including comedians. So try and leave that out of the discussion to keep it civil.
So that, well, are you ready for fall? I think it's coming tomorrow. So enjoy today. Today's the last day of summer, right?
It's when you think about it, fall is my favorite time of the year. And when you think about it, it's like it really shouldn't be because it's when everything's dying and turning colors and getting ready to go dormant for the winter. But the weather's my favorite. You know, always that pheasant hunting season and deer hunting season and stuff like that. So you know, getting out and trampling through the woods and stuff like that, the cornfields so fall has always been you know, a very you know, active time of the year for me. So it's always had cider mills and nice sunny trips with the windows down in the car and smelling the leaves. I have allergies, so Cheryl likes to keep the air conditioning on and the windows up because she's got bad allergies. But so fall is not real real fun for her. But you know, hey, pop a Benadryl and let's go for a ride. Let's go on a cider. Let's go on a hay ride.
QSL that, KE4ZYQ, yeah. Well, it's very interesting when you grow up as a young kid, you get to learn and know and remember the smells of the season, especially fall. You know, between the pumpkin spice stuff that people deal with and just the leaves and, you know, the smell of it all, like you said. And when that starts getting around fall, those that, like yourself, that may be hunters, you start getting the itch because you know what it all means. Not just the hunting, but the being out there hunting. So fall is interesting. I don't know. I try to enjoy it as much as possible, but I'm not much of a winter fan. I mean, I've never owned a snowmobile. I never skied, ice skated, or snow skied, or none of that stuff because I couldn't do it. I couldn't stay up on them. But yeah, I enjoyed a snowmobile. Somebody else owned a few times, but yeah, it's okay. You deal with what you got to deal with. You can't change it, so you enjoy it as best you can, right?
KE4ZYQ, NHTV Mobile. Well, you know, Joe, I owned a snowmobile, and I didn't have a trailer. I did have a pickup truck, and I could haul it around in the pickup truck. But just didn't use it enough, and I always wanted to do the trip up north and really do the trails and stuff like that. Never really got the chance. Just ran it around on Lake St. Clair when the lake froze over, stuff like that. So, wasn't worth keeping, took up way too much space in the garage. Maybe if I had a trailer and I stored it in a yard someplace, you know, a camper storage lot or something like that, might have been okay. But, you know, now at my age, Joe, I don't want the big fast snowmobile. I would want a cruiser, something that's reliable, that I can go cruising and don't have to do a 100 miles an hour on. I always wanted a motorcycle. I said, I'm not going to buy a motorcycle until I can afford a Harley. Now I can afford a Harley, and I wouldn't touch a motorcycle with all these idiots with phones up in front of their face. Driving a truck, Joe, I got rear-ended twice within 8 days. That if I was on a motorcycle and got rear-ended like that, I'd be dead. So no interest in a motorcycle. That's why I was boating for a while, you know. Sold the boat. Cost me about $12,000 a year out of my pocket to do the boating thing. So I said I could put that money towards my 401k. So I've been doing that. Been socking money away in my 401k.
Okay, KE4ZYQ, that sounds smart to me. You can't have too much of that stuff. Talking about snowmobiles, I never owned one, but I did ride on one, and I'll never forget what happened. That was very ironic or weird or strange or whatever. Is when I had my wife way back when, her sister, who was married also, they had snowmobiles, two of them. So they invited us up north somewhere to some cottage of an aunt, and we stayed there for the weekend, and they had two snowmobiles, and they took us across the road to an open field, and the guy was leading the way, sister-in-law's husband, leading the way on their snowmobile, so we were two on two, you know, two on each snowmobile. And I was driving ours, and we were driving safe on the field, but I was following them, and I thought they knew where they were going, and all of a sudden, this is daytime, not nighttime, and all of a sudden, they go out in the field, all of a sudden, they disappear. They went right off a edge of a ravine and landed on the snowmobile on the bottom of the ravine unhurt, kind of laughing once they realized what they did. I said, I thought you knew where you were going. And so I'm glad I didn't follow you any faster than I did.
Wow. I remember my brother-in-law had a snowmobile. It was a fairly fast snow machine back in the day. It was before they came out with all of these independent suspensions with the, you know, large travel and all of that stuff. And it was kind of a long sled. And so it was at least for two people to ride on. And it was a John Deere. It was a 440 cc. It was called a liquefier. It was a liquid cooled motor. And that thing was fast. And we were out buzzing around. We were ice fishing and had the snowmobile out there, and we were going for more bait. And for some reason, being young and dumb, we thought that the Clinton River would have been frozen over, heading over towards the bait shop. And it's like, open water. I'm pounding them on the back. Open water, open water. It's like, so we made this wide sweeping turn not to put too much stress on the ice, but... That would have been pretty bad to go into the Clinton River with open water, two people on the sled. You have to keep it going really fast in order to keep on going and treat it like a boat. So anyway, Joe, I'm just about home, so just got around the bend and pull in the driveway. So I will catch up with you later. Have a pleasant day and just remember who the players were in all of that mess yesterday and. Make a mental note. We'll see you later. KE4ZYQ, N8HTV Mobile.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. Real quick as you go on, if you got a couple seconds left, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, boy. I'm still waking up, forgive me. But, accidents, rear-ended. That's what I was going to say. I was on Grosbeck one day years ago, going north on Grosbeck at Cass and Grosbeck. That's one of the most accident-prone intersections, they say, in Macomb County. And I was heading north on Grosbeck just at Cass, and I was coming up to a red light, and a guy with a girl in the car with him was talking, turning, looking at the lady when she was talking, and he didn't realize the red light, and I saw my rearview mirror. He kept coming at a very good speed. So I moved over in the turn lane rather than stay in the ongoing lane. And he saw me move, apparently, and he slammed on his brakes and he stopped just before he would have hit the car that would have been ahead of me. Hindsight, right? It's good to have your head on a swivel and look around. But good talking. Have a good rest of the weekend and a good fall day tomorrow, KE4ZYQ.
Okay, 73 Joe, NHTV.
KFS 123. And eight, thank you.
Hey, DMH Mobile Traverse City.
NHZKF Mobile, Troy.
Good morning, sir. NHZKF Mobile, how are you doing?
I'm good. Name is Dave.
Haven't been in Traverse City for a little bit. I'm quasi-familiar with the system, but you must be talking on something up there.
Yep, I'm using my repeater in Traverse City to get into the MI-1 here. So, just enjoying a Sunday drive, minus power steering.
Wow, well, I hope you're driving something small and easy to turn. Or maybe you will not need to make that next visit to the gym to work out your upper body. Either way, sorry that's the case. Yeah, name is Dave, NHZKF, and just going to an event here in West Bloomfield. We're going to be promoting a little ham and GMRS radio, see if we can get a little club started down here. And, yeah, I miss being in northern Michigan. I try to spend my weekends there, but work, social, and family activities have kept me down here most of the summer.
Yeah, good deal. I'm on my way back to my house. I went to go grab some Ethernet cable and my RJ45 crimping tools and whatnot. I gotta run some Ethernet cable at my place personally, and then one of my buddies is, he's just moving into a new place, wants some Ethernet run to his computer from his, router. So that way his desktop is not bottlenecked with Wi-Fi. It's an apartment building, so Wi-Fi is less than stellar and something like that, with all the other access points nearby. But, yeah, I lost my power steering yesterday. It went out in a very fantastic fashion, almost took the belt with it. It locked up the steering pump and then waited 30 minutes, and then I went to crank the engine again, and it really barely wanted to crank, and then I heard a snap, and it had no problems. So then I figured, well, I guess the pump shaft snapped, so now the pulley's just kind of spinning freely, and I can drive without power steering. So, and unfortunately, it's not a really light car. It's a 2005 BMW, and it's not light.
Yeah, and because of what it is, it's probably not cheap to fix either. But, yeah, BMWs, what a nice car. Well, hopefully you're driving on something like straight and easy, like M72, and not going up that real curvy hill that goes up west of town, up where all the towers and everything is, up on that high ground up there off the bay. Hopefully get a nice, simple, straight highway you're driving down today.
I wish. I really wish. No, I live on the east side of town, and the shop is just off of Cass Road. Had to go through a couple of roundabouts. It's it's been fun. So, and of course, getting it into the carport, backing it into the carport is a challenge. But we're making do. How about that?
Sweet. So I got a couple more minutes, and I'm going to destinate here. But curious about your repeater, and if you leave the link up very often.
Yeah, I leave it on full time. It's 444.350, tone of 107.2, and it's on top of the hospital in Traverse City. It doesn't have an amazing footprint, but it doesn't do too bad for where it's at. Covers all of Traverse City, and all the way down to Kingsley. Once you drop down the hill just south of town towards M113 or whatever on a 37 or Garfield there, it'll start to fizzles out. But covers the northern part of the county really good.
Nice. Well, good to know that link's up all the time. I'll use it next time I'm in the area up there. And used to live in Petoskey, and I think I was there for maybe 15, 20 years. But it's counting. Yeah, I did a lot of ham radio up there and had a lot of friends and family members who were very active. So, when I heard Traverse City, I had to jump in and say hello. Again, the name is Dave, and the call sign N8ZKF, and I'm almost to my events. I'm going to have to sign here in a minute, but really good to meet you, and hopefully we'll chat again.
Perfect timing. I'm just about to be destinated myself, so. Good to meet you as well. Hopefully we'll hear you out here on again. Usually I'm here every day, somewhat. I try to be. 7-3, sir. Have a good one. Hey, DMH. Mobile, Traverse City.
Hey, DMH. I ain't taking you out today.
NHZKF, APAPR. NHZKF, APAPR. Check. NHZKF, check.
horse that rings when I come out of the grocery store with a big basket.
KCA, TWJ, listen.